Episode 179 of the Drive-By Podcast is sponsored by Les Delices Lafrenière. Heading into this Easter weekend, wishing everybody a fantastic Easter with their family. Les Delices Lafrenière, with special hours at their five locations. Go to lesdelicelafrenière.com to find out those. But this is the place to go to get all your pastries and cakes for this beautiful celebration of Easter this weekend. It's Les Delices Lafrenière, simplement délicieux. Baton Rouge, Grill House and Bar. Why not this weekend? Not everybody has family over for Easter. How about heading with your family for an Easter celebration over at Baton Rouge this weekend? The crevette tempura. The tempura shrimp. I said it in French. The beef tartare, they've got it all. The French onion soup, just for appies and starters. The spinach dip, their signature dish, plus all the other great stuff on the menu. 29 locations. Find out the closest one near you at batonrouge.ca. It's Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of paid sponsors.
This is the Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by OwnSpace. Episode 179. How you doing? Freeway Frank. This is the Thursday edition. And thanks for joining me. I feel so fresh and so clean. Like the song I put up on my Instagram story moments ago, I just got a haircut. Don't haircuts make you feel good about yourself? Like there's still hope. That's the way I feel. I look at myself in the mirror. Oh, you're so vain. You probably think this song is about you. No, but seriously. You know, you get a nice, fresh haircut, you feel good about yourself. That's why people, what's the old adage? They say that if somebody in your relationship gets a completely different haircut, they might be cheating on you because it's such a drastic change. Anyway, I'm not sure I agree with that. And of course, I don't promote any of that stuff. But okay, whatever works. For me, it's just feeling good about yourself. You know, it's just like just when you thought your hair, you know, it was just anything you tried with it wasn't working. You finally get it. You look good. You feel good about yourself. It does give you an extra edge and confidence, which is why we should get our hair cut more often, I believe. Let me start this podcast with, I got a few doozies today. Doozies? Doesn't doozy actually mean like I just took a doozy? That's probably not an appropriate word, but doozies as in, yeah, Frank, you're showing your age, as in cool slash controversial topics, but cool though, okay? Because I don't just do controversy for the hell of doing it. I do it because there's a reason behind my madness. And I don't come here on my podcast with a script. There is no script. Surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise. No script, but I have like an, in other words, an outline. So here are the topics that I'll discuss. And then I just, that's it, press record and go. Because I don't feel, same way when I was on the radio, I don't feel, they used to tell me, you got to script it, you got to write it out. And once you do that, it's not, it's inauthentic. It's not real anymore. I just go with what comes out. And sometimes that may be very noticeable. Other times, maybe not as much. But this is, okay, so what's wrong with this and what's wrong with society and the roles of both men and women in 2024 that a woman coming out and saying this would be a bad thing? It's like shock and awe. So here is the headline. Woman sparks debate over, quote, traditional wife lifestyle in viral videos. I serve my husband. The, and it continues, the traditional wife lifestyle has been applauded by some, but others say it's creepy and alarming because this woman in her late 30s realizes she wants marriage and kids and wants to play the role of a traditional mother wife. She feels betrayed by feminism. So what's wrong with that? And of course, this has feminists up in arms. These would be the same feminists, by the way, the same women that allow biological men on International Women's Day to hijack their day. And they say absolutely, even this year, by the way, it was a couple of weeks ago, I didn't even mention it because it irks me. It angers me so much. And women don't say a damn thing. It's your day, feminism. You fought for it, women's rights forever. And now all of a sudden, a guy becomes the face of International Women's Day, or you have your leader, prime minister, saying that a biological male is just as much a female as you are, maybe in their minds, but not biologically. And women are okay with it. So please, give me a break. Let's put the cards on the table right now. Give me a break that a woman comes out and says, I want to be a traditional wife, housewife, and I want to serve my man like there's anything wrong with that. I think, but let me just break it down here. I think a man should serve his wife, and I think a wife should serve her man. It goes both ways. Now, how does this happen? I don't expect my wife to be barefoot, pregnant, in the kitchen saying, yes, dear, 1950s, with an apron on, although it'd be nice, and serving me at all moments of the day with a little bell, ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, and here she comes. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I notice even recently, my wife doing more and more things for me. I like it. I like it. But then I do things for her, I think. But I will never do as many things, I think. I will never beat my wife at that. Why? I think it's an instinctive thing. And I think women, it's just, it's encompassed in their being. And they want to take care of their children, their man. I think so. But what's wrong with a woman coming out and saying, I want to serve my man? And then the feminists, they go all loopy. The people who lose their minds, they go crazy. Is they don't want that. We fought so hard for it. Yeah, well, you know what? You've lost fighting so hard for anything when you allow things like International Women's Day becoming what has become, what it's become, a complete and utter farce. It's a joke. And nobody says anything. Nobody says anything on social media. Now, that's when you expect the feminists to come out and defend. No, everybody's scared. Nobody wants to get canceled. Everybody's scared. But we know what they're thinking. Because there's no chance in hell that a feminist, a true feminist, including Trudeau, who considers himself a true feminist. Feminine is more like it. But to me, the biggest joke is allowing a biological men creaming, defend, like absolutely destroying women in women's sports. That is a joke. And then now them getting changed. 49-year-old man, you saw that? Getting changed in a locker room with 13, 14-year-old girls. I mean, what have we become as a society? Cancel me. It's not like I haven't been canceled before. Complain. Do whatever you have to go do. I don't give a shit. I'm going to say it over and over again. This is pathetic. This is not what we're about. People could identify as anything they want. They could think anything in their minds. I do feel bad for some people because they feel like they're not in the right body. I understand. I get that. The truth of the matter is biology. It exists. We have to follow something. Remember science? Yeah. Science is only convenient when they're telling you what science is, not what actual science is. So I am all for a woman being more traditional and serving her man. Again, not like she's serving at a restaurant getting a tip and all that. That's ridiculous. It's not what I'm saying. Don't twist my words. Anyone listening here is not twisting my words. Because they get me, we get each other. I always say that. You know, again, I always say, if you're a hater and you're on here, you're pretty sad and pathetic. You really have no life. Yeah, I'm talking to you, the person who's here that doesn't like me and is still here downloading and listening to the podcast because it makes you feel, triggers you. And that maybe that trigger, that has a dopamine effect like on a slot machine, doing a hit of some kind of drug. Maybe that entices you to keep listening to my podcast. When women treat their husbands like gold, men are there and treat them the same way back. If a woman is just giving everything to her husband and the husband is a complete slouch and dirty and doesn't do anything and cheats on her, that's not what I'm saying. Then you should leave the guy. No woman deserves that. But if a man is thankful and you've assumed the role of a mother, a wife, well, that's going to keep the longevity in a relationship. You're not going to break up. What is it? One in two? More than one in two marriages end in divorce. That won't be happening if a woman is a little less. But I can't do that. We've come so far. I can't do that. I can't pick up his socks and put them in the hamper. He forgot. He's gonna pick them up. Why don't you pick up your socks and put them in the hamper? No, that's not gonna help. That's not gonna help. You know, sometimes my wife leaves her socks and I pick them up and I throw them in the hamper. Most of the time, it might be my socks that I might take out. And I'm a very clean guy, but occasionally. And she picks them up and doesn't say a thing. We should serve each other. We should be good to each other. And the traditional wife role, in my opinion, would bring down divorce rates. Say it ain't so. Wow, what a shocker. I'm looking at this woman right here. And she looks happy. She finally realized she's been betrayed by feminism. Yeah, because feminism is not what they fought for in the 60s. 2024 feminism is something completely different. When I see feminism 2024, I see Justin Trudeau in pink hair, crossing his legs. By the way, I was crossing my legs right now because I felt comfortable and nobody's around. But I don't cross my legs in public. That's all I'm saying. But sometimes it's for comfort. When you're on an international stage, you look like a complete and utter taral. That's all I have to say. And there's nothing wrong with what that may mean or say about you. But then again, you are being viewed by many people. And personally, I always say nobody should care what you're doing, what you look like. And you shouldn't care about what people think about you. Except when you're crossing your legs, you're the prime minister and you're pushing agendas all day, every day, 24/7. This is the mayor of Toronto. A whack job extraordinaire. What's her name? Olivia Chow. This is shocking to me that I laughed when I heard that. So she's the wife, the widow of Jack Layton, who was the leader of the NDP. When the NDP actually, and by the way, I never voted for Jack Layton, but I liked him. He was a genuine, everyday, concerned, compassionate Canadian. I like Jack Layton. They don't make him like Jack Layton anymore. They just don't. I don't agree with NDP policy, but I like Jack Layton. Again, there's people I just like, and I might not agree with them, but I know they're in it not for themselves, but for the good of the country and other Canadians. That was Jack Layton. See, I could say that as a conservative or somebody who leans conservative. But his wife is a mental case. Look at what she's doing now. The city of Toronto is now considering a rain tax on residents. The larger your property, the higher your tax, because it deflects more rain towards sewers. This is not a joke. I mean, are you kidding me? The proposed fee structure would likely be based on the amount of surface area on your property, such as roofs, driveways, parking lots, as we call it here, pavé, the rest of Canada, interlock, right? Those cement blocks, which contribute to runoff during rainfall events. So because, let's say, grass would not count because it goes into the soil, but anything else, if it's coming off of your, let's say, driveway, and it's, you have the interlock, the pavé, and it's going to the sewers, well, then the city is charging you for that. I mean, are you kidding me? The thing that makes me laugh, how do these people, have you ever heard Olivia Chow speak? Olivia Chow is not only low IQ, I think she's possibly challenged in some way. So I'll be respectful. I mean, how do people like this get in? And when I saw her running, I was like, oh, no, they're not going to vote for her. It's impossible. Oh, yeah, they did. Because Toronto is another big woke city that just people just don't get it. They're so fearful of conservative politicians. They're so fearful of balancing budgets, of financial stability. And then even when it comes to municipal level, and there's no, municipal, you're not talking abortion rights, you're not talking about all these other things that federally and provincially do come up. Sometimes they shouldn't though, right? We should be balancing the budget and running the country like a business. That's how it should be. And it should be the same thing with cities, but we know that's not how it is. It becomes outright total politics. Even here in Montreal, our mayor, Valerie Plante, another Yahoo, she's another space cadet. Well, when you get only 20% of the population going out to vote, you're going to get these people. They have their followers who are all a bunch of hacks. They show up and they vote for these people. And look at what they're doing. They are destroying Toronto. Valerie Plante has destroyed Montreal. Montreal was already a mess. And now a rain tax. People should be revolting on the streets. People are pissed in Toronto. But that's what you get for. That's not voting. Or for voting for a space cadet like Olivia Chow. Have you listened to this woman speak? It's mind-boggling when you hear her speak. These are not people that have ever run their own business, at least it seems. And now they're running the business of one of the biggest cities in North America. Well, what business sense do they have? They're running these cities into the ground. Look at New York, prime example, disaster. Toronto, disaster. Montreal, San Francisco, big mess. Portland, mess. The list goes on. Los Angeles, and that Chicago. What's the common denominator? Do I even need to spell it out? I don't need to spell it out. There's a common denominator in all of this. P. Diddy, formerly known as Puff Daddy. Back in the 90s, he was Puff Daddy. Then he changed to P. Diddy at some point. Wow, that is a not shocking at all. But I'm the type of person that assumes the way it's supposed to be. You are innocent until proven guilty. This has guilt, though, all over it. Because when you get on a plane and you take off, when federal agents show up to your properties and arrest your kids, people in your home, people working for you, and you're on the run, like in The Fugitive with Tommy Lee Jones, something's not right. Funny, because I posted just a couple of days ago, do you remember there was a video in 1997? Where he was basically running from authorities, got on his private jet, and then it takes off right in front of the cars on the runway. Yeah, been around the world. That was it, with Mace. Oh, man. Art imitates life, or life imitates art. Wild to think that 27 years later, that's exactly what happened. Of course, there's all the conspiracy theorists allegedly molested Justin Bieber, all this speculation, you know, jumping on that bandwagon and coming across as a loony bin myself, because it's easy to be a loony bin nowadays and just believe anything that's out there. A lot of stuff that you would imagine is going to come out, and we're going to find out. Will he have the brutta fina? Bad ending of Bill Cosby and O.J. Simpson and so many others. Prince Harry now has been named in the $30 million Sean Diddy Combs sexual assault lawsuit. He's been dragged into Sean Diddy Combs lawsuit. And also Cuba Gooding Jr. is in this. I mean, this is falling dominoes. But all these people are named in the blockbuster Diddy sex trafficking lawsuit. Can you imagine the conspiracy theorists are right again? Remember all the pedo talk about Hollywood, Satan worshiping, child molesting. And now look at this, another story coming through and all these names attached. Can you imagine again? The people who are considered loony bins are the right ones yet again. I'm following this story. This story is getting juicier by the minute, but it's sad. It really is sad. You would think, with all that money, all that power, why is the question why? Money does crazy shit to people, and people are sick. There's a lot of sick people out there. How about the Baltimore Bridge collapse? Another conspiracy theory? The conspiracy theorists are going crazy about this one, but you gotta wonder, how does a ship that size miss so badly? Like, this is 2024. This is not 1912. How does this happen? And then you gotta wonder, it's an important gateway. That bridge was an important gateway for bringing supplies, produce, everything, transportation over that bridge. It's going to cost billions of dollars in damages, not only to the bridge, but the area, because of the products that were being moved. And now they're going to have to figure out other ways to move the products. It's a financial catastrophe for the area. And the shocking thing to me is how something like this happens and nobody questions it. Now, the conspiracy theorists will always be there with their crazy theories, but I don't know, more and more, there's got to be something else to this. I love the Justin Trudeau's ego, Twitter or X. Okay, so people passed away, and I'm not making any jokes about that, but Justin Trudeau's ego comments the way Justin Trudeau's mind thinks about things. Not quite the exact tweets that the Prime Minister would send, but along the lines of the funny stuff he stands for. And, well, here's an example. Justin Trudeau's ego. The images of the Baltimore Bridge collapse are shocking, and my government is taking steps to keep Canadians safe. That's why we're implementing a new bridge tax. Anyone going over or under a bridge will pay $100, which we'll use to fight systemic racism and climate change. I think it's absolutely brilliant. That account is brilliant. But yeah, you know, you got to wonder when you see things like that, what else is going on? Something just doesn't feel right. Is it just me, or does something just feel completely off? You know, like things are happening and things happen, and it's like, yeah, it's just something that happens. It's a fluke. You know, something went wrong. Or is there more to the story? There has to be more to the story. It can't be all these things that happen just happen like that, and there's nothing else to it. There has to be something else to it. I'm not saying it's always a 1,000% conspiracy theory or the other way where, oh, no, absolutely, no, nothing. It's just that. It was an accident. There has to be, I'm always for somewhere in the middle, there has to be some truth to both sides. Not an accident, but then not completely, you know, man didn't land on the moon. Somewhere in between that explains it all. But then we never really truly get an answer. You're just looking at it and go, but how? How? And then at the time it happened, the size of the ship, the bridge, you could see the cars, by the way, the trucks. You see that? All the trucks racing across right before it happened, or they're just driving oblivious to what's about to happen. So many more people didn't make it. Do you ever worry about that? I never used to worry about going over bridges, ever. I go over bridges every day. I live off the island of Montreal every day. And I never used to think about it as a brand new bridge. It was built 4 years ago, the Champlain Bridge. Never even crossed my mind. But then when you see the shape that the city's in, the corruption, the city of Montreal, it's literally the moon. Craters everywhere, potholes, disaster. You know, it's the same way you get on a plane and just assume the mechanics are up to par for the flight. Everything's fine. You know, but then there's humans working on those planes. Human error, pilot error. We really put our trust into so many aspects of society and so many, you know, we give so many people, professionals, the benefit, I should say professionals in some cases, the benefit of the doubt. Humans make mistakes, as we saw with the Baltimore bridge disaster. How does this shit happen? If it's not intentional, and it's unintentional, still, how does it happen? How does something like that happen? And you ever wonder when you're driving over a bridge, how safe it is? Especially the older bridge. The newer bridges I'm not as worried about in the Montreal area. The older bridges. Jacques Cartier, sometimes I wonder, this bridge has been around. The Victoria Jubilee Bridge since, what, 1919 it's been around. You're going over it. You're literally over a metal grill. It's like, and I went over it the other day. I might even go over it today after this podcast. And it's literally, you're there, and there's a massive trains going over it, commuter trains and transport trains and cars, and this bridge is over 100 years old. I think to myself, oh, okay, well, the drop is not as bad as the Champlain, but you're going to go into the St. Lawrence River, which is cold still at this time of the year. And if you survive hyperthermia, then you got to survive the rapids. Told my wife, we have one life jacket. I go, I think I'm going to start putting a life jacket in the back of the car so I can MacGyver my way. Yeah, when all these trains, planes, automobiles falling into the ocean, or I should say into the river. Scary shit to be thinking about that. Kind of ridiculous to think a life jacket might save you. Why not at this point? You know, increase your odds. I would much rather, as my car is falling into the water, and as I said, if I could get out of it, don't panic. Get out of that car as soon as you can, as it's going down. And then what? Go to the surface. If other cars are not falling literally on top of you, grab that life jacket. Try to get to shore as quickly as possible. You could be dead if the water's frozen from hyperthermia, as I said. But isn't this crazy that I'm even talking about this and thinking about this? But these are the thoughts that run through my mind sometimes. Crazy? Not when you see a bridge like that fall. Not crazy. Again, you could just completely avoid it. And I know people who can't go over bridges because they think that they're scared of bridges. They're scared of elevators. Like a real phobia for these things. Never had this. But then you see that, the way it went down, like nothing, that bridge. It was just like house of cards, boom, just down. And then you go, huh. Yeah. Some people would just give up at that point. Well, for me, it would be like the fight for survival. It's survival mode. Crazy. Loony. Yeah, crazy until it happens to you. And at some point, do you ever wonder, there's so many old buildings in your city, so many bridges, so many mountainsides. Like at some point, you see it happen in places where the building codes are not as strict, let's say, as ours here in North America, where buildings are put up and they pancake down, they just fall down, completely collapse. And you're thinking, how about those buildings? Like, what's going to happen? We're not going to be here, but in hundreds of years, to all the skyscrapers that are old, and are they gonna still be able to maintain their structure, and or will eventually they have to be torn down and rebuilt? Or will the foundations always keep them up? I don't know. These are thoughts that run through my mind. I can't be the only person thinking like this. All right, let's get those crazy thoughts out of our head and think sweet. Sweet pastries, bakery items for any life celebration. Easter is this weekend. Go get your strawberry shortcake, limoncello cake. How about vanilla cake, chocolate, whatever. They've got it all. Les Delices, La Fresnais, the best pastries, cannoli, zeppole. They have those all the time. The lobster tails, the amazing filling. You could cut those in three or four. That's how big these lobster tails are. They've got the most awesome assortment of pastries at 5 Montreal locations. St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West. And in my neck of the woods, Brossard, on Taschereau, the newly expanded store. It's Les Delices, La Fresnais. Baton Rouge, Grill House and Bar. It will be terrace season, otherwise known as patio season, very soon, and you could check them out. Already patios open, terrasses open in Vaudreuil in the Montreal area. Many more will be opening up as the weather warms up in the next couple of weeks. Check out 29 locations with a brand new location coming soon. Go to batonrouge.ca to find out the closest restaurant to you. Spinach dip is a must. Signature hamburger if you're looking for beef or their ribs. I mean, you can't go to Baton Rouge and not try their succulent ribs. They got an outstanding menu of appetizers, soups, fantastic drinks, and entrees and main meals like no other. Bring your family or friends or co-workers for a Sankasset happy hour after a long day. They're always there for you. Baton Rouge, Grill House, and Bar. I talk about the trend, the ass trend, a lot on this podcast because it's more and more ridiculous. I see women that are doing, okay, so it's spreading now. It's like a disease. It's spreading everywhere. It doesn't matter if you're a lawyer, you're a lawyer and you're doing TikToks or Instagram stories, you're showing your ass. I'm not making this up. I'm sure you've seen this. It doesn't matter whatever you're doing. You're real estate, forget it. If you're a real estate agent, and maybe you even know one, then they're always decked out, right? They always look good. But even them now, they're showing, a lot of women are showing. So, you know, they're showing the sign that they're putting the vendu, sold sign, right, on their listing, and then there they are. I mean, you see they're always, they have a realtor is always a knockout, 10 out of 10. Even when they're a 6 out of 10, they look like 10 out of 10. They've been photoshopped 15,000 times. It's like their best picture. And then as they're putting the for sale sign, you see a shot of their ass. Make sure you get the, babe, when you take this video of me, make sure you get my ass in it. Yeah, there's a, and it's everywhere now. Before it was just, you see women that's their primary function on social media, Instagram, TikTok, is to show their ass. You know, the big thing nowadays is they're jiggling. They have on like a blouse and then boom, they go down to their bikini or their undershirt, canotiera, whatever. And there they are with the boobs bouncing. Again, the other big one is their ass. They show their ass and their Lululemons and then bum, 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 and then down to their panties. Someone probably thinking now, Frank, how do you know this? Well, because these videos come up on my feed. Somehow the algorithms, it's not my fault, but they come up. But again, I continue. Somebody might say, start calling me the ass man. But I talk about this because it's spreading to professionals. It's not only, before it was only women that were heavily on OnlyFans or whatever sites. Maybe they're porn stars doing it. Now, as I said, it's realtors. It's the ass shot. And we know, women that are working out, like, you know, first of all, we don't want to see you working out. Nobody wants to see anybody working out. But okay, now here's a woman working out. She's lifting weights and there's her ass. And lately, I'm following this woman who's, she's moving stuff. She's a country girl. She's living somewhere in Nebraska. She even started showing her ass. Before it was just her hauling hay. And she's like, you know, she has a cow, she's milking a cow, and then she's riding a tractor. But now, she's showing the shot of her walking up the steps to the tractor. It's an ass shot. It's the frame is completely on the ass. And she's milking the cow, but it's not showing her hands milking the cow like before with her head popping out on the other side. Now it's the other shot. It's the backside with her milking, with her ass. Like, this is all, this is all, it's all been manipulated, of course. So, or product placement. It's the ass product placement. It's been put there, so that's the first thing you see. So let's review. Farmers showing their ass, realtors, lawyers now showing their ass. I even have a couple of nurses that I follow on Instagram, and they're nurses by profession. Okay, they're in the medical field, and the first thing they're showing too is, okay, so they're doing whatever they're doing, but we don't need to see your ass. We could see your face. Yeah, you have a pretty face. You have a nice disposition, but you're in your scrubs, and somehow we're seeing your ass again in your scrubs, turning around with your stethoscope. But we see your ass. I don't know. This is an epidemic on Instagram. I'm not even on TikTok, but I see the TikTok videos on Instagram. Everyone is doing it now. Men, of course, we don't do this. Men, we're not concerned about our asses or how our asses look in shots, but whether they're working out, whether they're professionals, I went through the list. It goes on and on and on. It's the ass now. The ass is always prevalent, no matter what. And it's always that look, that goofy look in the face and a face. And I'll turn around, boom, ooh, cool, back to the ass. I talk about this a lot because it's something that I can't be the only one noticing this. I can't. As I said, maybe they all come, like my wife said a long time ago, maybe Frank, they all come up on your feed because you're looking at that. I go, no, I saw one and then I see another and then that's it. They all start coming, right? And it's like ass all over the search magnifying glass there on Instagram. It's like, but it's all professions. Oh, and I forgot to mention, I follow this girl who's a great golfer. Honestly, she's a very good golfer. She's showing her ass too now. Before it was the shot from, so she's right-handed, so we see her from that side. Now more and more she's been showing the back, the other shot, the other side. So we see her ass. Or if she's still on the right-hand side and we see her from the front, then she'll walk towards the camera, she'll do a turn, going back to the golf cart. Again, we're going to see her ass. The ass shot pays. I get it. You're trying to get more likes, more views, but the ass is more prevalent than ever in 2024. It's unbelievable. Okay. I'm done. Episode 179 of the Drive-By Podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Please five-star it if you liked it on Spotify. Review or comment on Apple or check out any of the past episodes on YouTube. It is sponsored by Les Délices La Fraîneuse, Simplement Délicieux. Check them out at their 5 Montreal locations, especially this weekend for great cakes for Easter and pastries, St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe Claire, Montreal West, Brossard. Check out the store hours by going to their website at Les Délices La Fraîneuse, but I know the one in Brossard will be open throughout the holiday weekend to serve you, even if it's shorter hours. They will be open on Taschereau. Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar with their 30th location coming very soon in the Montreal area to LaSalle. 29 locations. Find out the closest one near you at batonrouge.ca. Spinach dip. Get that if you're going this weekend to share. You'll enjoy it. They have so many great appies, including, I love personally getting a soup beforehand, and it has to be the French onion Rickards soup for me. Hamburgers, amazing. Also, their ribs, chicken, they've got it all. Steak, whatever you're looking for, that Louisiana-style finish. It's Baton Rouge, Grill House, and Bar. I'm Freeway Frank. We'll catch you again next week. Ciao for now.
The Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by Own Space.